The federal government investigates hasty foreclosures.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You've probably heard the accusations. Banks have been improperly foreclosing on properties and evicting the owners. Now the Justice Department is looking into the charges. Ally Financial, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America have halted foreclosures in 23 states while they try to figure out whether the legal paperwork is actually legal. We asked Marketplace's Elisa Roth what that freeze could do to the real estate market.
Clifford Rowe is a real estate broker on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Florida is one of the 23 states where some banks have suspended foreclosures. Almost all of his business is selling properties that banks have repossessed. He says he's doing a quarter of the business he used to.
The banks have just said, whoa, stop, can't close it. So they're pulling them at the closing table. Or they're calling us up and saying, we're not going to close. So, they're just disappearing.
Rowe says he still has customers who want to buy foreclosed houses, but he has to warn them.
I tell them that, this property, as far as we know, we can sell it, but that could change tomorrow. So understand that.
Just to be clear, this is a pause. Most of these foreclosures will probably stick, but it could take months to sort that out. Chris Mayer is a real estate professor at Columbia's Business School.
Home buyers are going to be worried, maybe I should wait 6 months until the foreclosures come back in the market.
And all that uncertainty will probably delay the economic recovery even more because the real estate market is such an important part of it. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
People who use food stamps cannot use them to buy cigarettes or alcohol. Now New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to add soda to that list. Marketplace's Eve Tro is here live to talk about it. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
The mayor says this would save people money. How's that?
Well, he says if families can't use their food stamps to buy soda, other sugar drinks like Kool-Aid, they'll have more money to spend on more nutritious food. He wants to test this plan for 2 years to see if people get healthier when they can't buy sugar drinks on government money. Diet soda would actually be okay. But Mayor Bloomberg's on something of a crusade against soft drinks. Earlier this year, he proposed a tax of 1 penny per ounce for soda. Grocery stores and the beverage industry fought hard against that. The tax didn't go through, but this is another way to attack the issue.
And why is this such an important issue for Mayor Bloomberg?
Well, Bloomberg is big on health in general. He banned smoking in bars, he banned trans fats in restaurants, and he believes if New Yorkers drink less sugar, diabetes and obesity will go way down. And that would save the city a lot of money on health care.
But, Eve, other attempts at banning soft drinks haven't gone so great, have they?
Right. Bloomberg needs permission from the Department of Agriculture to do this. He asked for that today. But the agency has never restricted anything from food stamps because it's not nutritious enough. Minnesota tried a few years ago, got shut down. Last year, Maine tried with soda, also got shut down. But since Bloomberg's just asking to try it for 2 years, things might be different this time.
Okay. Marketplace's Eve Tro. Eve, thank you.
Thank you.
Time to do the numbers. European stocks have been creeping up the last hour or two. This morning, Pepsi added to the optimism, saying its profits rose 12% on strong sales gains overseas. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Industrials added 22 points, 0.2%, nudging closer to 11,000 at 10,967.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering 4 sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
The government's monthly employment report comes out tomorrow, and the experts don't think the unemployment rate will come down then or anytime very soon. The question is, if unemployment will ever come down, how will that happen? Economists are debating that question, according to Marketplace's economics editor, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So I know the more liberal economists, the Paul Krugmans of the world, have been saying the government should spend more to bring back jobs.
Well, that's right. They're saying that this unemployment is cyclical. Now, that's a fancy term for this dynamic. Economy's weak. Employers aren't hiring. If the government can stimulate the economy really starts growing, then employers will hire workers, the unemployment rate will fall. But here's the thing, Bill. There's some really respected economists who are saying, no, 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 hold on a second. This high unemployment isn't cyclical, it's structural.
Yes, structural. What do they mean by that?
What they mean is companies have jobs, but they can't find the skilled workers they need. The workers want to work, but they don't have the skills to get the job. So think laid off construction worker, Silicon Valley firm hiring programmers.
Mm-hmm. So which is it, Chris, cyclical or structural, and why is that so important?
Look, it's both. And I mean that very seriously. It's both because on the one hand, this economy is very weak, and therefore, if it starts growing, the unemployment rate will come down. But there's also a fundamental problem in our economy, Bill. That is, we have too many poorly educated workers for the kind of jobs that are being created. But here's the thing. I want to just add one other twist. The real worry is the longer this economy grows slowly, the more structural unemployment will become.
And why is that? What happens to jobs and to workers in a long economic slump?
Look, life is not fair. But what happens is you become rusty. You fall behind changes in your industry. And employers, they start looking at the unemployed worker as damaged goods, and it feeds on itself, and it is bad for everyone.
Okay. On that cheery note, thank you for laying that out for us, Chris Farrell, our economics editor. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
And finally, which non-solo musical act has placed the most singles on the Billboard Hot 100? The Beatles? No, that was true last week. This week, Fox's musical TV show Glee charted 6 more songs, giving the cast 75 hits. That's 4 more than the Fab Four. Only 16 more smash records to go to catch James Brown. Another 18 hits, and Glee will beat Elvis and everyone else.
Don't stop.
Yeah, dare to dream. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Once upon a time, Fort McMurray was a quaint little town in Canada. Then they found oil and things were never quite the same.
It's just I don't like the rush of this place. Everybody's in a rush to rat race.
It's about the money.
It's about the money, exactly.
I'm Kai Rizdal. More money, more problems, as they say. Also, the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.